categories of people with respect to ilm, with respect to the knowledge.
No. Okay. Let's have the hadith inshallah so we can put it in text. Okay. The hadith is number 1, volume 179. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل الغيث الكثير أصاب أرضا فكان منها نقية قبلت الماء فأنبتت الكلأ والعشب الكثير وكانت منها أجاذب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا وسقوا وزرعوا وأصاب منها طائفة أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلأ فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith, the example of guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me is like abundant rain falling on the earth, some of which was fertile soil that absorbed rain water and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. Another portion, it was hard and held the rain water, and Allah benefited the people with it, and they utilized it for drinking, making their animals drink from it, and for irrigation of the land for cultivation. And a portion of it was barren, which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. Then that land gave no benefits. The first is the example of the person, these are the categories of people now deducted from this hadith. The first is the example of the person who comprehends Allah's religion and gets benefit from the knowledge which Allah has revealed through me, the Prophet, and learns and then teaches others. The last example is that of a person who does not care for it and does not take Allah's guidance revealed through me. He's like the barren land. So here, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned in his book, مفتاح دار السعادة, قسم الناس إلى ثلاثة أقسام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم categorized people into three types with respect to their acceptance and readiness to memorize, to understand, and to deduct the rulings, and to deduct the wisdoms and benefits of knowledge. The first category, أهل الحفظ والفهم, people of memory and understanding. This is the first category, those who memorize and understand the meanings and deduct the aspects of rulings and the wisdoms and the benefits. This, their example is like the land which accepted the water. Accepting the water, this is like the memory, the memorization. Absorbed the rain water. فَأَنْبَتَتِ الْكَلَى, he said, and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. This vegetation, this what is produced forth, vegetation and grass, is the fahm, is the understanding and ability to deduce. It is like bringing forth the vegetation by this water. This is the example of those who kept what they memorized and understood it. They are the people of texts and their understanding. They are the people of texts and their understanding. This is the first category. The second category in the hadith, those who were able to memorize and relate in precision. Memorize and relate in precision, but they did not have the ability to understand the meanings, nor to deduct or address the wisdoms and benefits therein, in the ilm they memorize. They are like the one who recites the Quran and memorizes it and precisely recite and pronounce the letters and the grammar, but without comprehending it. And people vary in terms of their understanding the text from Allah and or from His Messenger. They vary to a great deal. Some may understand from the text a ruling or two, and others may deduce from the same text 100 or 200. The example of those set in the hadith, in the parable, is like the land which held the water for people to benefit. This drinks from it, this waters with it, gives it for people to drink, and this irrigates with it. These two categories, the first one and the second, are the happy ones. The first category and the second are the happy ones. And the first category is higher in rank. And the first category is higher in rank. And this is the favor of Allah. He bestows on whomever He wishes. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. And this is the favor of Allah. He bestows upon whom He wishes. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one of possessing the greatest favor. This is in Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse 4. Now the third category. The third category. Those who have no share, neither in memorization nor understanding. No share in either one. This is their example in the hadith came. Their example in the hadith came like what? Like the barren land. When the Prophet ﷺ described them like the barren land, which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. Then that land gave no benefits, therefore. Then that land gave no benefits. No produce. Could not hold the water, and these are the wicked. The first two categories the category who memorized and learned and understood, and the other who memorized without ability to understand, they share the knowledge and teaching in accordance to the degree of their acceptance of it. One knows the wording of the Quran and teaches it and memorizes it, and the other knows the wording and knows the meaning and the rulings and teach them. And the third category, لا علم له ولا تعليم, no knowledge or nor teaching. And this hadith therefore makes it clear the nobility and degree of knowledge and teaching. And the children of Adam's categories with respect to this matter, the happy one and the wicked ones. And in this hadith there is evidence that the person's need for knowledge is like his need for rain, rather more. And if they lose the knowledge, they are like that land which missed the rain. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, الناس محتاجون إلى العلم أكثر من حاجتهم إلى الطعام والشراب. People are in need of knowledge more than their need for food and drink. لأن الطعام والشراب يحتاج إليه في اليوم مرة أو مرتين. Because food is needed only once or twice a day. والعلم يحتاج إليه بعدد الأنفاس. While knowledge is needed as much as the number of our breaths. The number of our breaths. Listen now, contemplate the following verse in the Quran. In Surah Al-Ra'd 13:17, قال الله تعالى أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل. He sends down rain, water rain, from the sky, and the valleys flow according to their measure. And the valleys flow according to their measure. But the flood bears away the foam. The flood bears away the foam that mounts up the surface. And also from that ore, which they heat in the fire in order to make ornaments or utensils, rises a foam like unto it. Thus does Allah, by parables, show forth truth and falsehood. Thus as for the foam, it passes away as scum upon the banks, while that which is for the good of mankind remains in the earth. Thus Allah sets forth parables, the truth and falsehood. Here Allah is setting the parables of the knowledge which he bestowed upon his messenger, like the rain which he sent down from the sky, because of what occurs therefrom, from the life and the benefits for mankind in their livelihood and for their return to Allah. Then he resembled or said the parable concerning the hearts by the valleys when he said the valleys, فسالت أودية in the beginning, and the valleys flow according to their measure. A big heart accommodating a lot of knowledge, like a great valley accommodating a lot of rain, and a small heart accommodating little knowledge, like a small valley holding little water. And that's why he said, فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا. Valid, flow, valleys flow according to their measure. This is a parable which Allah has set for the rain, when, or for the ilm, for the knowledge, when its effects mix or touch the heart. It takes away from the heart the form of false doubts, and it talks to the surface of the heart. Like when he said, the flood bears away the foam and it goes up to the surface. It goes up to the surface. It goes up to the surface. Does not settle in the valley. Similarly, the false misconcepts, when it is taken away by knowledge, it goes to the surface, up to the surface of the heart, and floats, does not settle, rather dries out and goes away. And what settles in the heart is that which benefits it from guidance and the truth. As settles in the valley the pure water, and the foam goes away. Then Allah set another parable in the same verse when he said about the oars, وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلُهُ. When he said that, which means, can we have the verse again please, so that I don't scroll up? Okay. And also from that oar, and also from that oar, which they heat in the fire in order to make ornaments or utensils, rises a foam also, rises a foam like unto it. So this is the ore which people use to heat and try to melt the gold and silver and copper and iron, so as to take away the impurity from it. This impurity is the foam, driven by the fire out, taken from that originally, the original essence, and there remains that pure essence. So here in these parables we see two things mentioned: the rain, which is the water, because of the life therein and the cooling and the benefit, and another one with fire, where it lits and illuminates and burns. The verses of the Quran, تحيي القلوب, brings life to the heart, as the rain gives life to the earth. And it burns away the doubts and lusts and its filth, just like the fire burns what falls in it. And also the verses distinguish what's good from the essence as compared to the form, just like the fire takes away the impurities from the gold filter, silver rather, and copper and the light. And then Allah ended it by saying, thus Allah, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And thus Allah sets forth parables for the truth and falsehood, belief and disbelief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who know and comprehend, and to make us of those who comply and submit. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This ends this point of benefit, which is based upon Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim's explanations of these two hadith, of the hadith and the ayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy be upon him. And we'll continue inshallah this series on points of benefit every now and then, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them really a benefit for all of us. وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم.